Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Barrett, your speaker. Today we'll continue on our subjects, the various ways of serving the Lord. And already on the broadcast, those of you who have been listening will remember that we saw serving Him as a servant, as stewards, as ambassadors, as a teacher, and today, with the help of the Lord, we want to see Him in the most exalted capacity, the Christian, serving God as a shepherd. And we will be turning to the 20th chapter of Acts. And in that 20th chapter of Acts, Paul is en route from Philippi to Jerusalem. And he stopped at Miletus on the west coast of Asia. Now, the church of Ephesus was inland some miles. And Paul sent a message to the elders of that church. And he says in verse 17, "And from Miletus he sent to the Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, Ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you in all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears." Now Paul knew that this was going to be his last trip by Ephesus. He was going to see them for the last time. As a matter of fact, in verse 25 of this same 20th chapter of Acts, we read, "And now, behold, I know ye, that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the word of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock of God, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers." Now the word overseers is episcopus in the Greek. The word for bishop is episcopus in the Greek. The word for elder is presbyteros. The word for shepherd is poimen. The word for pastor is poimen. Now these men are all linked together. Now you notice that when he stopped by at Miletus, he sent the message and he called the elders of Ephesus to come and see him. And the elders came in to see him. Now look how he addresses them now. He says in verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers." Made you overseers. Now the word is episcopus. Now that in the Greek, they are elders, but they're also overseers, and they're also bishops. The word episcopus applies to bishops as well. And then we see that they are divinely ordained. "Take heed to yourselves, take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock." Now that makes them shepherds, doesn't it? "Over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, episcopus, to feed the church of God, which ye have purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Paul is warning them that after his departure, these men are going to come in. Now we're going to divide up our study today under three headings. We will see the qualifications of bishops and deacons, and then we go over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we read in Ephesians chapter 4 how that our Lord Jesus Christ himself, I'll just read it. "He that descended from this is the same also that ascended up far above heaven." So this is Ephesians 4, 10 and 11. "He that descended," who is that? That was Christ. He came down to this earth. "Is the same also that ascended." Who is this? up far above all heavens. Why, it's Christ. That he might fill all things, and he gave some, if you please, apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Now the word pastor in the Greek is poimen. And the word shepherd in the Greek is poimen. I think we pointed that out. All right. Now, the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. These men are divinely appointed and divinely equipped by God to speak and to take care of the church and to feed them. All right. Now we're going to consider the duties of these men, the shepherds, the bishops, the overseers, and the elders. Now they're to feed the church of God, as we've already noted, and the Word of God is their spiritual food. Now the Word of God is divided up into two classes. It's spoken of as milk in 1 Peter 2 and 2. We read there, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Now the meat is spoken of in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He's a new Christian. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, good doctrine and evil doctrine too. All right. Now they are to feed the church of God with the milk that helps them grow and the strong meat that fortifies them, strengthens them. Now they're to be examples to the flock. I think, this is in two wonderful portions of Scripture. First Timothy chapter 3, Titus chapter 1. I think we'll read in Titus chapter 1. And verse 7, we read there, for a bishop must be blameless. Now remember, please, we're talking about their examples to the flock. A bishop must be blameless, to be an example, of course, as the stewards of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that they may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. These men are bishops, for a bishop must be blameless. The overseer and the bishop are synonymous. Same work. Episcopus. All right. They're to be examples. They're to be blameless. They're not to be given to materialism, not given to filthy lucre. They're to be gentle, loving, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. They are examples. And these men, these gifted men, whom are divinely appointed and equipped, are to be examples to the flock. Now they're to guard against false doctrine. We've already read that in Acts chapter 20, and we've noted here in verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. They are to be able to take those that are teaching false doctrine and correct them or show them up for what they are. So they guard against false doctrine. Now they're the guide of God. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and this indeed is in that wonderful chapter where the bishops and the deacons both, but the bishops particularly, are told what they should be like to serve the people of God. Now we read there, one that ruleth well his own house, this is the qualification of a bishop, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the house of God? Now, parents are examples. They are to guide their children, and these men are to be capable of guiding the Church of God, a most supreme service for the Lord. All right? Now the example, pardon me, the extreme example of a bishop and his care is seen in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 25. We read there, ye were as sheep, singular, going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd, capital S, and bishop, capital B, of your souls. Who is this? It's Christ. He is the supreme bishop. He is the supreme shepherd. He is the supreme in all of this. He's our good shepherd. He's our great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd, as we read in John chapter 10. And I think that we ought to consider those scriptures and read about them now. John chapter 10 and verse 11. The Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd knows his own sheep, and am known of mine. I am the good shepherd. Now, farther down in that chapter, we read verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now we take our relationship to the Lord as sheep. He sought us when we went astray. You remember that parable in Luke chapter 15, where the good shepherd loses one sheep and he goes out and seeks for him until he finds him, and he does find him. He lays him on his shoulders. That good shepherd is our Lord Jesus. He is the supreme example of the bishop, and he is the extreme example of the shepherd. Bishops and shepherds listening to this broadcast, remember the Lord is your supreme example. Oh, the love that he lavished upon us, the care that he extended to us, you and to me. Oh, talk about exalted ways of serving the Lord. How about the bishop? How about the elder? How about the overseer? How about the shepherd? Thank God we have them in the world today, but they are divinely appointed by God for that office. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for these wonderful truths and this service, this exalted service that is limited to a few, but we thank God for good shepherds. In our Savior's name, amen.